Jagged Thought, 576. Hood Street. I walk down Hood Street, and I see a stampede of people all around, because that is what they need. I see people looking around, and they've got greed. I wonder who sees the stampede, so I succeed to dream. I breathe in crisp air, because I'm fresh as the gills of oxygen on the sunshine and cigarettes kill. And cyanide is serious and cancer is deadly. And everybody's rocking steady to the specials, everybody. We look around like gravity defies us. Like we see everything but nothing inside us. Like we walk and we ride and we walk and we wonder. That we wonder why we ride, because we see thunder. When we see thunder, we see screams. And when I see screens, I see Oddball Magazine. It's been a dream since I was 15. This is called Berkeley Street, because that's where I started recording it from. And I'll never forget where I'm from. I am number one in the lexicon of dictionaries, encyclopedias, and Son of Sam back again. Because we see cycles and cyclical cycles in summer, and see sinners in and Saturday's summer, and we see water because water's warm, and we smoke cigarettes and get lost in the car, and we call ourselves Man the Storm because Man the Storm performs and performs armed robberies because Wu-Tang's in the lobby. I decided to do this, and maybe I'll delete it promptly. Maybe I'll see Pine Hill Farm, Quarter House Estate. And maybe this will be Howell and Allen Ginsberg, and I can go masturbate on a dinner plate. Maybe I can see a truck in a Chevrolet ad and say, oh, my God, that's my dad. I wonder how a day he's having and how he's had. Maybe I can take my medications and see a celebration of castrations of disco ball PlayStations. Maybe I can bring poetry back because it's live and dead, like Grateful Dead and the Airlifts, because the Airlifts are dead and the Grateful Dead. We sing because we're on spaceships, and we've been on spaceships since 2000 and 2004 when we had the worst president. His name was Trump, not Trump. His name was Bush Jr. In fact, Trump is a good president. Oh, my God, sue me, so sue ya. And Bill Wallace drives sticks on penises and graffiti buildings. And I see everything because Tribe Called Quest is worth a million in my head. And Cerebellum is what I can write in a sentence and say I can let this sit down like dead presidents. Because writing is a residency that I have since I was 15. And I'm 45 now, and I got Oddball Magazine as an LLC. What a dream to be. Yo, since one's been me, since I could be a third-degree black belt, but I'm a brown belt with two black stripes. Ain't it nice to be rapping all right, but walking, because poetry is the rhythm that we talk and walk with, and slam poetry is Saul Williams, and Saul Williams is hip-hop. And I saw Wu-Tang with Tim Gager, and we let the beat drop. And when the beat drops, the Wu-Tang clock resets off its stopwatch, and Mos Def wonders where Talib Kweli is, what he's talking about on his TikTok. And we're driving because we're lost, and society says we got to find our mark somewhere. So we drive because we don't really care. But the wind in our hair, it makes us feel like vibrant, like children in the science, like children in the fire, like people rhyming because we never retire. And we don't expire, and we don't need money. We need gas. We need fuel. We need love. We need Howell. We need Allen Ginsberg. We need the peace and the pain back again. We need AI reflecting on this like dividends. We need seeing this like a prescription refilled, and let the lesson let live that there is no outlet where we see it. We're in a car, a spaceship, we're human beings. Maybe we're demons dreaming that the greed is freezing us. Maybe in Jesus we trust, in Jesus we do trust. Oh my God, the Republic, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rhyming because Bruce Wise is in my lobby with Chad Parento and Jeffrey Fallon, and we ain't nobody, and we don't hurt nobody, and we miss Joe Govea, and we miss Amanda Wilding, and we miss Nick Vlahos, and we miss love, and we miss lactose and sucralose, and we love weed and cocaine, I suppose. Maybe a Boston, maybe not, I don't know. Maybe we'll see grass, maybe we'll see it grow. Maybe we won't, who knows, I don't know. I won't resuscitate this or write this down on some kind of playlist. This isn't even time for me to shave this even a second of a message. So I put this down like a section. Summer, July 14th. It ain't even over. Emerson is July 28th, and she's so beautiful, and she's the reason I live. And I'm sorry it didn't work out with my wife, but you know, life is long. And I'd never be able to do this. I'd never have the freedom. I'd never be able to be someone with just besides some prescription feeling. I'd never be able to see anything. I'd never have meaning. I'd never see the world, but I see the world clearly. And it's beautiful like Timothy Leary. So you might not even hear this on Oddball Magazine. You won't, and NPR won't pick it up clearly. It's okay. You don't need to. Believe Oddball Magazine is an LLC and believe it to be true. And we're coming out with a zine real quick. Oddballmagazine@gmail.com if you want in. My phone number is 508-333-0887. Let the summer begin. This is my jagged thought for you, for everyone. Wu-Tang is for the children. Peace.